Hey guys, and I entitled this The Healing. After you've been abused, after you've had trauma in your life, there are only one or two things that you can do. You can either continue in the trauma or you can decide to heal. And even at 10 years old, I decided that I wanted to heal. While I didn't have all the tools to heal, I still knew there was a part of me that wanted to heal. The first step in my healing was that I literally left the place of my trauma. And that came through me leaving the little town of Lake Wales, Alabama, Lake Wales, Florida, to go to Elba, Alabama. And I was able to go there and be with my grandmother and my aunts and my cousins and just go and get away from everything that hurt me. While the trauma went with me, the daily reminder of the trauma did not. And what I want you to think about is, do you still have the daily reminders of the trauma? Are you still reliving what happened to cause you the hurt? Are you still going back and standing in the place where you were hurt? Are you still going back and thinking of the hurt? Is the hurt still there, even though the incident that caused the hurt is long gone? So many times we go through trauma daily and we don't even realize it. I often meet people and I wonder, do they think they need therapy? Do they think they need to hash out the trauma? And for so many people, they try to just bury it. Let me tell you, if you bury trauma, it will produce. It will produce anger. It will produce resentment. It will produce self-resentment. It will produce harm. It will produce. You don't need to bury trauma. You need to pluck it up, destroy it, and put something else there in its place. And when I think about so many people that I know and I love and the trauma that they have and the trauma that they try to run away from and the trauma that they literally just will not allow themselves to be free from, I feel bad. One of the best things I've ever done is go to therapy. I went to therapy to help me. It wasn't for anyone else. I went to therapy to open up. I went to therapy to love Marcia and to love all the parts of me. Still working on it. It's not a thing that comes easily. Most people see me and they see me as confident and they see me as, oh, well, Marcia's happy. She's go lucky. But there are moments, there are times when, no, I'm not so go-lucky, I'm not so happy, I'm not so jovial, I'm not so confident, I'm not so assured. I am in need of healing, the same as you. We all need healing. We all need to be stretched past our own capacity to know that healing is a real factor in our lives. Healing will bring about completion. Completion of who you're designed to be, who you were designed to be by the Creator. And I call Him God. And I can't call Him anything else. So in this podcast, you will hear me mention God, and if that's not your thing, so be it. But God is who allows me to open up, who allows me to come into fruition of being who He created me to be. I didn't create myself. I didn't create my circumstances. I didn't even create my outcomes. But I definitely have a part in them. And one of the parts that I love and forgive, when you hear the little dinging, that means I forgot to turn off my notifications before I started recording. One of the things when you go into trying to be a better person, one of the things you will find is it's a hard thing to do. Healing is hard. Healing is difficult. It is something that as we try to heal, we find it very difficult to do it on our own. We need assistance. And the best method that I found is the assistance of God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Son. His name is Jesus. Through my covenant with Him, I have determined that I am able to be a partaker of my own healing. I'm able to open up. I'm able to have confidence in the one that created me, that He has an expected end for my life. So many times we will lack the confidence to go towards our healing. I'm just going to give you a scenario right now. I know someone that has had an unthinkable trauma happen in their life, and they don't want to seek any healing. And they're actually being encouraged not to even deal with this issue. They're actually being encouraged not to deal with the possibility that there could be healing. And this is what I'm going to tell you. Never ever let anybody that is stuck in their own inability to heal stop you from healing. And that may be a parent, that may be a friend, that may be a church member, that may be anybody. Never let anybody tell you you're not able to heal for yourself, that healing is not available to you, because they're afraid of their own road to healing. So as we journey down this road, and I will tell you that my healing is still taking place with regard to the child abuse. I mean, how could you not have that as a part of your story? But I don't have daily reminders of that trauma. I don't have daily reminders of that pain. I don't live in that world where I'm having to be split. I don't. And you and your life can be free of that too. So if you have trauma, and if you have something that you need to be healed of, you can be healed. Begin to think of yourself as healed. What does healing look like on the other side of the trauma? What does healing look like on the other side? What does healing look like for you? For me, healing looked like no one ever touched me without my permission. For me, healing looked like no one ever forcing me to do anything I didn't want to. Healing looks like me being able to make the decision where I would live and where I would be. That's what healing looked like to me. after being taken from my grandmother and going, to my mother's and all of the things that came. That's what healing looked like to me. Today, I'm able to live out that journey of healing. I hope and I pray that you have a picture of what healing looks like. How can you ever achieve healing if you don't know what it looks like? I pray that you will journey towards healing. The healing begins after the trauma, whether you know it or not. When you survive trauma, you've already moved yourself on the road to healing. Have a great and marvelous day. I love you. I hope this podcast today has opened you up to the benefits of healing, has made you think that healing is a possibility, has made you want to go towards healing for yourself and for those around you. Healing is beautiful. It really is. Have a blessed one. I thank God for you. Thank God for your life. I thank Him for your journey. I thank Him for your ability to know that He is God. Have a blessed day on purpose. Remember to love on purpose. And I will see you soon. Love, Marsha.